Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It is Thursday, October 27, 2011.
Episode 7.29, the Week 8 preview show.
That's right. For those of you who can't keep up with us, too bad. We can't keep up with us, and we just keep bringing them days after days.
Bring it!
So many. And this is the classic historic episode that will always be known as... Were there really this many nap games? Yes, is the answer.
Yeah, I think a historic number of nap games.
We don't pick them. We don't decide. Look, they just are what they are.
We'll talk about teams calling each other out while within a team calling each other out.
Yes.
It's kind of quiet on the front. But we'll have 13 games. And Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're disagreeing on any of them.
Any of them?
Any of them.
I doubt it.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All righty, let's get down to business, shall we?
Business.
Name calling. Let's start with name calling. I love name calling. Steven,
we stink.
You're
you
a dummy
stink.
Head.
I stink.
We all stink for ice cream.
Yeah.
That's
basically what's going on in Miami.
Yeah. You know, Tony Sperano gave himself the dreaded vote of no confidence, according to Ed, today, because he put his house up for sale.
I actually saw that this morning.
But did someone else call it the vote of no confidence?
No,
I think that's pretty good.
I'm not sure that's what he's doing.
Well, he's preparing for his life after the Dolphins.
Pretty smart.
In this real estate market, you don't just flip houses, do you?
No.
No, you don't. So if you're moving, there's a reason.
But he probably bought the house for about $1 million, and he's putting it on the market for 1.5. That's pretty good.
Then I bet he didn't. How long has he been there? He was there. Parcells brought him in, didn't he?
4 years.
Did Parcells bring him in, or did he come in before Parcells?
No, Parcells brought him in.
Okay. Why did Bill do that to the poor people in Miami?
Look, it was all good. It was all fun and
Steven
games
Ross's
for
fault?
A while.
Yeah.
Up until, you start getting, J-Lo and Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony was the best owner we ever
had. Serena Williams.
And Venus.
Venus Williams. And
Mario
I don't
Williams.
Know, anybody who was famous, if you lived in Miami,
sure.
You could get a piece of the Miami Dolphins.
Tiger Woods owned part of them?
At that point, Bill Parcells said, I'm out.
Yeah.
And hasn't been really good since then.
And Bill Parcells didn't even work out at ESPN. So it's been the lingering stench.
Isn't he still there?
No, apparently he's found another. He's found that he's no longer with the company.
Ah, one of those.
Yes, the dreaded.
You're
no longer with the company.
Okay.
You don't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
We talked a little bit on the 5-Minute Football Fix today about how Peyton Hillis, Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, says that he's going to sit out practice today because Hillis is a little sore.
A little sore? You mean he got his feelings hurt?
No, he's hurting.
Oh.
No, he got hurt back against the Raiders. And
well,
missed
Steven,
the game,
it's the Madden curse.
Missed last week.
It's the Madden curse. Everybody knows this.
It is real. I've been trying to say that it's real for a long time.
Finally a believer?
It is well documented every year.
Yeah,
you're on
the
cover. You come out, and the next year, not so many.
Hey, Matt Hasselbeck. Hey, Reggie Bush. Look, hey,
Sean
Larry
Alexander,
Fitzgerald. You know,
Vince Young,
they even tried putting two guys on the cover.
Troy Polamalu.
Yeah.
Went down that year, and then and Fitzgerald, even though he didn't.
He missed a couple of games with injury, which for him, he's the guy to gladiator.
I'm not sure he actually missed games with injury. He got hurt in games, but and he came out maybe like for a quarter or so. I'm not sure he actually.
You're
going to
make me look it up, aren't you?
You can look it up.
You're
going to
make
want.
Me.
Yeah, because
okay,
I disagree with you.
That's fine. I know.
He got hurt, and what I was going to say about Fitzgerald, his numbers weren't where they normally are.
Well, you know what helps your numbers is to have a quarterback. When you're a wide receiver.
So that's just a quarterback.
I'm
not
just
having
saying.
A quarterback curse is all. There you go, Jeffrey. I don't believe Fitzgerald missed any games last year.
You're
looking it up.
I'm
you
not
really
looking
are.
It up.
You
I'm
are.
Just looking it up. There's
you,
a huge difference
you do
between
not
looking it up and not looking it up.
Well, fine. Tell me then. Tell me.
I'm looking at his splits, and hopefully they're just a little slow here, and I'm going to 2011. or 2010 now on a split. And games played. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Looks like he played every game.
Yeah.
But he only had
you
one.
Really, why do you have to look? I wouldn't lie to you, dog.
No, but you can be wrong, believe it or not. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Actually, Steven, he only played in 13 games. Ha ha, ha ha. He missed three games last year.
In 2010?
In 2010.
Then how come I have numbers for him for every single game?
Tell me.
Every versus single game,
Atlanta.
I have numbers
versus
for
Atlanta.
Him.
First Carolina.
First game Dallas. Of the season was against the St. Louis Rams. So are you looking at the right year, my friend?
It says 2010 splits by opponent. Man, this looks like an alphabetic list.
Okay. Week one was St. Louis. He had three catches. Week two, Atlanta, seven catches. Week three, Oakland, two catches. Week four, San Diego, seven catches. Week five, New Orleans, seven catches. Then he had a bye. Week seven, Seattle, three
catches.
Wait,
what happened to week six?
Hit a bye.
Okay.
Week seven, Seattle, three catches. Week eight, Tampa Bay, six catches. Week nine, Minnesota, seven catches.
Oh, you know what they've done is they've taken Seattle and they've added them together. So they've taken the divisional opponents and added them together, and you go from 13 games to 16 games, don't you?
Yeah.
Ta-da.
All right.
There you go. You're right.
I'm sorry.
You're right. I mean, you're a jerk of the lowest, lowest kind, but you're right.
Okay, well.
And you know what? Frankly, I'd rather be right frequently.
All right. Yeah, but his numbers, if I may.
You may.
Were bad.
Please,
they were
may.
Not. They were not
Larry Fitzgerald-like.
He only had six TDs the whole season. So
yeah, that's a bad year for Sir Larry.
That's not Fitzgerald-type numbers.
I don't think I ever told the story of it to everybody that I sat with his father at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He sat with his father.
Yes.
But he was a very nice man.
Yes,
apparently,
he's
a beat writer for the Minneapolis area.
Yes, he was there covering the Packers.
Very nice man. Very quiet, soft-spoken man.
Yes.
Not unlike his son, just a lot larger. Than his son.
Yeah, it was very nice.
But a really cool guy.
Chat him up. Anyways, Jeffrey,
what else going on?
It's pretty quiet in the National Football League.
I already played the cricket, so now I got to go to the owl.
No.
It's just quiet.
I mean, we can play what NFL.com is playing,
which is make up the news?
No. Well, yeah, they are.
It's not that you make it up as you falsify it.
Can we talk about Gronkowski?
What did he do?
He took pictures of himself.
That's fun.
With an adult film star. Yes,
adult film star.
BB Jones.
But again, what's interesting when you have to put news out every day?
Yes.
You sometimes will make things that wouldn't otherwise be news become news.
Yeah,
that's just the nature of the news business.
We should on the 5 minute football fix put up a picture of BB Jones.
Should we holding the jersey?
The Rob Gronkowski,
jersey.
I mean, if it's news.
What's weird, so Indianapolis, so New England Patriots, Rob Gronkowski, one of the great two tight ends that they have there.
They were on a bye week last week.
Well, yeah, they were on a bye week, but he decided to work out with a smoking hot
adult film star. Yes.
And so she encouraged him to take his jersey off and give it to her. So he did, and then there were some pictures that were snapped, and then they got
he
up
had
on
no
websites.
Shirt on. Sure. She had the shirt on.
While he doesn't look like T.O., he looked pretty good.
He does look pretty good. And now the report, I guess the crazy report was that he denied anything happened.
But
and then B.B. Jones said, that is correct, nothing happened. But
nothing
I
happened.
Really, really want something to happen.
Sure. And however, if this is not misuse of NFL merchandise... I don't know what
is.
Is
that what it is? Is that the news angle?
Well, things that soil the shield, stain the shield.
Hold on a second. She could buy a jersey for anybody. I've seen a picture of
her. She didn't buy a jersey.
Wearing
he
a Larry
gave her a game jersey.
I've seen her in a picture with a Larry Fitzgerald jersey.
Same girl. She likes football. We got to get
does.
Her on.
She in a very interesting pose.
If she has an interesting pose, I got a Scotty DeGelis number 13 jersey right here.
The Scotty DeGelis.
I would love to see her
wear the Scotty DeGelis shirt.
Eventually.
Yeah.
when she's done.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, you know,
you
when
don't
you've done adult
see
things,
the pose. You
no,
don't
absolutely.
See the...
But I want her to cover up and feel presentable when she leaves.
Oh, I see.
Because
so you just want to see the pictures afterwards. You don't actually
no,
want to see.
I want to be in the room for you... the whole thing.
So you want to see the photo shoot.
I would
shoot.
Take the pictures.
I don't understand the eventually. I don't understand that then.
No, at the end of the photo shoot of her being provocative,
yes,
she should put on my jersey.
Oh, she can't do the photo shoot with your jersey on?
Well, that would ruin the entire point of her being here, wouldn't
I
it?
I see where you're going now. I was a little lost. I didn't quite
wow.
understand.
There's not much to see. That's the point, is that this is just simply out and out nakedness. That's just all there
anyways,
is.
Anyways, you're being naughty.
Oh, no.
And we'll stop being naughty for the sake of our female listeners.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Fast forward. We're on the hot seat now?
You put me on it, man.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize to all females that males are like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you are offended.
There are some
then...
females that are like that, too.
I'm not saying that there's not, what do they call them?
It may
them?
Just not be our listeners.
What do they call those girls? The little, there's a phrase for them.
Yeah, let's
coyote
not try,
thing
no.
or the what's
what?
The, no, the coyote.
The older women,
yeah.
They're cougars.
Cougars, yeah, there's cougar
yes,
girls and things.
They're called cougars.
Okay, and there's Randy girls
are,
and
so
things
what are
like
older
that?
Men called that go after young girls? What are
they're
they called?
They're called men.
That's just
moving
horrible.
Right along.
Let's get going. We've got
there's nothing good can come of this.
No, not at all. So we're just going to
El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
No,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Steven,
on.
Tap
well,
on
we
the
got a new
thing.
One. We
tap
got a new
on
I'm
the
tapping.
Thing.
I'm tapping. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah. Sorry, bud. This just in. According to NBC San Diego, Coach Norv Turner backed up Philip Rivers' statement that the quarterback is completely healthy.
Oh, I thought you were going to come on.
Matt Williams of ESPN Scouts Incorporated suggested early in the week that Rivers could be hiding an injury, which we've been suggesting all season.
Yes.
And league sources tell SI.com's Don Banks that his arm strength looks diminished. And I say his range of motion looks diminished, not his arm strength, but I don't see his arm going as far. There is no question that Rivers' accuracy is off, and he has struggled primarily in a muddy pocket, according to Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, look, his Rivers offensive has line's not great.
5 yards per attempt, just 20 completions versus 15 sacks
all
and two interceptions.
All of the wide receivers that are playing for him are missing practice left and right.
Correct.
With injuries. So, you know, if you think you're not going to practice and you're just going to come out on game day and everything's going to be great, well, guess what? No, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know who does that. We certainly saw that Carson Palmer doesn't do
Kevin
that.
Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune basically grilled Philip Rivers for 30 minutes yesterday.
And now NBC San Diego is
and,
backing that up.
Acey basically said, look, Philip Rivers used the word promise with me. He says, I promise I am not injured. I am 100%
healthy. And Philip certainly seems like an honest young man.
Yes. So
I don't know why people don't like. Could you email me, honestly, Jeff at RARN.net? If your name isn't Jordan Ellis, email me and tell me why it is that you might not like Philip Rivers. And
I suspect you're going to get a lot of because he's cocky.
Yeah.
Although he's not really cocky.
He's not. He's confident.
But I suspect
and he's not even that
to
confident.
Some people
he's
it comes across as
arrogant
cocky and arrogant, and people.
Okay,
like
well,
that.
Again, I want to hear from people.
I understand.
So for people
that.
Who really don't like Philip Rivers, I want to hear why.
I remember in college having a group of individuals
yes.
at the University of Dallas who, because they didn't really know me, perceived
me. Were they
me,
Steven Miranda haters?
They were. They perceived me
Did they
as
have a fan
cocky.
Club?
And arrogant. I believe there was a fan
Steven
club.
Steven Miranda, I Hate You fan club?
The I Hate Steven Miranda fan club, yes.
Wow. We had an anti-Neil Diamond fan
there
club
was
in Westmont.
It was a small group, but they didn't really know Steven Miranda.
Now you're
and
talking in the third person.
I am.
So careful.
I am. I'm saying they did not understand Steven Miranda. They didn't know me. They didn't take the time to know me. And so
from a distance,
I could see some of the things that I did around campus and stuff. From a distance, I could see how they could perceive me as cocky and arrogant.
You are a loud, gregarious.
Cocky and arrogant.
No, you're not. You're not.
But that's
cocky.
What they.
But you are a loud,
saw.
Gregarious individual.
Yeah,
dude. When you can make an entire train of people listen to you and enjoy listening to you, I know Steven just starts talking. First of all, nobody talks on trains, and Steven starts talking, and he has commanded the room. There's 50 people on a train, and they're hanging on every word he says.
Oh, that was fun. We're talking football.
It's very strange, but most of them didn't have an idea what football was.
Yes, they did not.
But they're like, afterwards, I'm going to go find out. And some reason our Facebook numbers are climbing this week.
I don't
know why.
I got an email from a couple of guys on the train that we met on the train that they were like, your show is awesome, and thanks for talking to us, and I'm going to start following football. And I was like, well, that's great. We're bringing American football
to the world. We're supposed
to
be ambassadors for the dang sport.
But the thing is, I can see how people from a distance – who do not know Philip Rivers, can
Steven,
see the
cockiness
and the arrogance.
I didn't dislike Philip before I met him. But I thought he seemed like an okay guy before I met him. Yeah. I didn't like the Jay Cutler, Philip Rivers little shouting matches that they would get into.
But see, that's something that to them and to him, after now meeting Philip Rivers and talking to him and stuff, he's having fun.
But I didn't dislike him during that. I thought it was weird.
Yeah, you just thought it was weird.
And maybe it's the Charger homerism in me. Because I am at least proximity closer to that team. And they are if I had to be perfectly honest, the closest thing I have to a real team, aside from the one I pick every year, because I've rooted for the Chargers hell when the Rams were here.
Speaking of which, I got a question. Maybe you can help me answer this. Because there are now, because of Facebook, there are several people who have tried to friend me on Facebook that I really thought hated my guts back in college. So how do you play that?
Here's how I see that.
Yeah. What's that all about?
I was never disliked when I was young. I was ignored, but I was not disliked by many. So anyone who's tried to be friends with me on Facebook have been people that I've liked.
Okay.
So I haven't had that phenomena. But you're talking about people. I suspect that there's a perceived celebrity growing about you, and they may
no
feel
celebrity.
Like
celebrity
yet.
Yeah.
They may see that trending upward, and they want to be in proximity to you should you come into any money.
I see.
I mean, I'm just figuring.
Yeah.
Which is a form of I'm just saying. I'm just figuring.
Yeah, you're just figuring. Well, it's weird. It's a weird phenomena.
Yeah.
Put it that
way. I don't have that.
It's just a weird phenomenon. I was like,
you're a polarizing individual.
You didn't like me when we knew each other. What?
You're a very polarizing individual.
Yeah, well, there you go. So
I am now, I wasn't when I was young.
So you either love Steven Miranda or you hate Steven Miranda kind of
person. I think generally nowadays, only people that hate you is people that are NFC East fans. and people hate me because of my politics and religion and things like that. So I've given people plenty of reasons. So I suspect I have more haters than you, and I tend to speak in a way that feels more self-important than I think I actually think I am, but it seems that way to other people.
All right. Well, real quickly, Brandon Jacobs says that he doesn't see himself with the Giants once his contract expires at the end of the year.
Well, you better open his eyes.
he probably should put his home up for sale in New York. And also, Phil Sims, who, he's Phil Sims.
Yeah, he says stuff.
He says that no way the Colts will draft quarterback Andrew Luck because Peyton Manning will tell them not to.
So Phil and Peyton are that close? I didn't realize that.
Well, the other thing is I didn't realize Peyton Manning can tell the club who not to draft.
Well, I kind of think he can.
He's
kind of the boss. I mean, Jim Irsay it's Jim's team.
Yeah.
However, being one of the more fun philanthropal billionaire types,
yes,
he knows that Peyton runs the show there.
But look, it makes sense for the team. Doesn't it make sense for the team
to prepare for the future post Peyton?
Yeah.
Heavens, yes.
I mean, seeing what the team is doing right now without Peyton Manning.
I heard some moron say on SiriusXM, and it was a caller. It was not a host. And the caller said, you know what? The Pac-10 has never produced a good starting quarterback in the NFL ever.
Have you heard of a guy named Troy Aikman?
Okay.
He came out of UCLA.
Okay. Yeah, you're going back.
Super Bowls.
You're going back 30 years ago. So I mean, I'm talking somebody relevant and somebody recent. I mean,
that
seriously,
was like 14 years
you
ago.
Think
but
about,
okay, let's
you
go.
You think
recent.
About. I mean, seriously, you think about Matt Leinart that came out and things. And,
well, if
and I
you're
go,
talking about Bong Boy, of course there's nothing good
so,
coming
I mean,
out.
So Andrew Luck, you know, why are people so keen on him? Sure, he's got the physical tools and abilities, but all I'm thinking in my head is, I don't know. How about Aaron Rodgers? He's turned out pretty good.
Okay, that's very recent.
That's pretty recent.
He just won a Super Bowl.
Most people think he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. That was Pac-10. He was at Cal. And, you know, as the Pac-10 grows, it's only going to be easier for the
Pac-12.
It's going to be the Pac-75 by the end of the day.
Well, it's Pac-12 right now.
And then there's, you know, you got Carson Palmer had a few years where he was considered one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And Carson Palmer came out of USC.
Jeff, so like, I want to take a few minutes right now before we get to the games as we talk about our college allegiances.
All right.
To talk about the college games, I don't know if you watched any games while we were at our Saturday night, you know.
Steven, the only – I honestly didn't watch it.
You partied too much? You were partying?
No, honestly, when I went out to see if Albert Breer would come in and say hi to everybody,
yeah,
he was absorbed in the college game he was watching.
Yeah, you got to – it's college football Saturday, man. You don't understand that yet. You will at one – you will one day.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
No, why will I come to understand this someday? When I went to a small NAIA school like you did.
Yeah.
That the only thing resembling college football we had was intramurals.
Yeah, but still, it's the future of the game we cover.
And I understand, Steven. Yeah. I've just chosen to block my mind from most college football simply for the sake of loving my family.
Yeah.
And wanting to have a little bit of diversity in my life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm currently reading the Steve Jobs biography, and I'm enjoying that and things. I want to have other things in my life.
Okay.
And if I invited college football and these 7 million teams that are part of the NCAA.
You don't have to cover the 7 million.
But there's
games.
Too many. There's so many. And so I've just made a conscious decision. Big West. I
have
followed.
Big West. I have picked two conferences because it's the Pac-12.
A Pac, whatever.
It's the Pac-12.
That's just a recent development.
So it's the Pac-12 and the Big 12 because, you know, Texas is the Big 12. And so those two conferences I follow pretty closely.
But everyone knows the SEC.
Everybody knows the SEC. Everybody knows the ACC. But you know what? I'm not that interested in those teams.
Yeah.
You have to be because those teams from those conferences are always fighting for the national championship.
There's a lot of fun college football to be had out there.
And there's fun to watch. It's fun to watch.
On Friday night, I will go watch Maranatha play. And Maranatha. Some of the local media have taken to calling them.
Maranatha? Can I come? I don't get invited. I told Jordan I don't get invited.
You should go Friday night, dude.
I don't get invited to Maranatha High School football.
Well, Jordan would blow your mind because the kid is like a cheerleader.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous. The kid becomes his alter ego, the guy who does the Rose Parade Day, that kid that's who he becomes on game day, and he's out there working the crowd, getting everyone, because they have cheerleaders, but they're girls, you know, they don't have any guys.
Yeah.
And so he's out there getting the people hooting and hollering. He comes back, he doesn't even have a voice. He's funny that way. And I think part of his thing, because he's actually following women's tennis too.
Women's tennis.
His thing, well, is there anything cuter than women's tennis players? So the idea is that for the baseball season, there's going to be reciprocity. See, I've been at all the football games. I'm going to women's tennis games. I go to the volleyball games. I go to the basketball games. You guys need to be coming to my games.
You guys need to be coming to varsity baseball games. Yeah.
Because, frankly, it's just parents. It's not generally students that show up because it's off campus. It's out down at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
At Jackie Robinson. So it's not easy to attend.
So he's trying to get students.
I think that's part of his hidden agenda.
From other athletic teams to come.
You got to come check us out.
Well, that's smart.
Anyways, you were saying about your collegiate allegiances.
Well, no, I just remember the being there with some listeners, and I wanted to thank everybody who came on, because we haven't really done that. Everybody who came down to the Sport Cafe on Saturday.
We can thank 95 people by name?
Yes, really? Really? I've got the entire list right here.
Okay, first of all the Steves, we want to thank you. There was 8 of you.
All the Scotts.
And all the Alistairs.
There was at least three of them. No, just kidding. No, but I did want to thank our listeners, so cool. I want to thank Derek from Scotland who brought us the cool Scotland.
Yeah.
Scottish football club shirts. That was really cool. I actually just saw a Facebook post from Derek that we missed while we were in London. He said he forgot that he had Cuban cigars for us, and he forgot to give them to us, and he's very sorry about that.
I had to smuggle out my 10, and they're now seated in my humidor.
Nice. And the Finnish, the Finland guys, the guys from Finland.
So what? I'm going to do my impersonation of him. And Steven, but you've got to tell me what the first thing was that Finland is famous. So
the first thing is.
Okay,
the,
just whisper okay, it to me. All right. Whisper it to me.
It's a phone, Jeff.
Oh, okay. 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 Right. Okay. So here's, so. He comes up. He says, a gentleman, I want to thank you. Finland is known for two things. The first is the Nokia phone, quite famous. Yes, quite famous.
And you're not doing him justice.
And the second thing is the Angry Birds.
That's right. And they brought us each
T-shirts that fit.
Yes, large enough T-shirts,
which is ridiculous.
Angry Birds T-shirts is really cool.
I love
his whole group that came from Finland.
There's four or five of them. They're awesome. And how about meeting Augie finally, who writes on our website?
Augie, who writes on our website.
The guy's so young. He's going to be an amazing star.
Everybody who manned up to get a helicopter ride, those are becoming legendary now.
Yeah, but they're getting shorter near the end. They were only like a couple of rotations.
Brother was tired,
well,
man.
And you effed up your leg something fierce.
Yeah, my leg.
You're wondering why it's all tingly and going numb,
Steven.
It's not
because of the helicopter rides. It started.
It's not like that helped.
It started prior to the helicopter
rides. It's not like it helped.
But it started prior to the helicopter rides. So the helicopter rides had nothing to do with it.
When you got run over by that train?
Probably. I think that's what it was. I got kicked in the leg.
Put the other leg out there. I haven't shown you this injury from London.
Oh, you have a letter?
This is going to frighten
you. We've got,
this is going to frighten you.
What? I do not want.
Look at that. Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God.
London injuries.
That is pretty gross.
I thought it was dirt. It's a deep, deep purple bruise.
Ouch. How did you get that?
I don't know.
I don't want
to
see that.
What's interesting is the pain is from here to here.
And
so the blood's all settled down. I will, because my foot's getting cold.
Pretty disastrous.
Anyways, London injuries.
Anyway, so thank you to everybody. Literally, there were people who just... who came and they bought us drinks and every single one of you. I wish I could remember everybody's name.
Well, we have a list.
We do have a name, but it was just fantastic. That night was fantastic. London was fantastic. And, you know, Officer Chris.
Derek, Lloyd, Stuart,
Officer,
Mark, Stuart,
stop,
Lee, Big
stop,
Stu,
Officer,
Big Stu.
Officer Chris, Big Stu and Mark.
Matthew,
you know,
Alex,
and
Steve,
Big
Adam,
Stu.
Steph.
You owe me, dog, and you know what I'm talking about.
Thomas, Kelly,
all right?
Husky,
you
Timo,
know
Jari,
what
Matt,
I'm talking
Dave,
about.
Sunday, Julie, Steve,
Foggy,
Megan,
and
Carl,
finally, you DJ, can stop.
Jojo, Chris. I feel like I'm going to leave somebody out.
Yeah, well, you should have stopped a
Adrian,
long time
Isaac,
ago.
Matthew, as long as people are listening to you, Louise,
all right.
Steve,
well,
John.
We need to get going because we've been going for far too long, and it's now time for El Juego Grande
de la Semana.
Which we started a long time ago,
yeah,
but now
did.
Let's get. But you know what? Let's do it Nacho way. El
partido estupendo de la semana. For all the Spaniards, yes, it's not juego grande. It's partido.
Partido. El
that
partido.
Is the game.
I like juego. It's
New
just,
England
it's game.
At Pittsburgh. New England. Now here's my thing, Steven. This is a great game.
Well, that's why it's the big game of the
week. And
that's
also, though, why it is at 1 o'clock. There is a distinct problem this week where all of the games that start at 10 generally suck, and the rest of the games are pretty good. And if you want to move into the everything from the late games into Sunday night football into Monday night football, you got great games.
Good games, yes, absolutely.
So, Steven, what do you see here as the New England Patriots go on the road to the very difficult environment of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, I'd like to find a way to take the Pittsburgh Steelers in this game.
I'll help you find a way. You pick them.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
I've got New England. I think they're just – look, they're coming off a bye. And right now, I don't think anybody's better than the New England Patriots coming off a bye.
Well, Andy Reid is 12-0.
Is he 12-0? Is he undefeated?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I think they're probably better because I think the Patriots have one loss coming off
exactly.
A bye. Okay, so there's only one team.
Yeah, which, you know, what is that saying? It's like, really?
They're pretty good coming off of bye weeks. The Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm really tired of the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
1 week they get crushed by somebody that shouldn't crush
Clearly them. They're too old.
And then
the
next week they
clearly they played in the Super Bowl last year.
Now, I wanted to see more of a separation against Arizona last week. I thought they really should have beat them something like 35-10. Mm-hmm. It was a lot closer than I would have liked to have seen it. So I'm going to take New England.
It's supposed to be a beautiful day at Heinz Field, 53 degrees.
It's a little scary that the Pittsburgh Steelers are dogs at home. That is
Doesn't
what
that trouble you a
that
little?
Just does.
So give the line to everybody.
The Steelers are 3-point dogs at home. Patriots favored by 3.
But, Steven, the Patriots have made themselves at home in previous visits to Heinz Field.
They do.
The bottom line is just that Tom Brady has tended to own them.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what this line's reflecting. The fact that it's only 3 is, frankly, kind of surprising to me. I would think it should be 4 or 5. And so the Patriots, they're coming off a bye. They're looking to reestablish their top offense that beat the Steelers for a 5th consecutive meeting with Brady under center and the divisional leaders as they face off on Sunday. Including the playoffs, Pittsburgh has won 16 of 21 home games, outscoring an opponent by an average of 12.3 in those victories. But in the game against the Patriots, which has won 5 of its last 6 in Pittsburgh, Brady has been fantastic. They're 6-1 overall against the Steelers when Brady starts. See, this is what's so frightening is that, and here's another stat for you that I remember from watching NFL Network this morning, is that the Patriots average, so how many points do they average per game approximately?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
I don't know. I have to look at it.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah, it is a lot.
Okay. They average, coming off their bye week, a double of that point total, historically.
They're averaging 30 points right now.
So, basically, the game after the bye would be like 60 points.
Really?
It's obscene. So, if they average 24 points, they put up 48 on you the next week.
Yeah.
It's crazy how good they are coming out of the bye. Bill Belichick is nothing short of a god, and I don't know what to do with the guy. I just, you know... They're really good.
They are. I'm taking the Patriots. I don't see
any
reason. What? You think it's just time?
What? I went back and I looked at my preseason stuff.
And it said take the Steelers.
This is the week to take the Steelers. And I had both teams relatively at the same records that they currently are at. So I think I had these teams. The Steelers have been much more inconsistent than I expected. The Patriots have been just as consistent as I expected. But the Steelers at home, look, they're going to get the monkey off their back, I think, this week, honestly. Right. And this may end up being the challenge game because I don't know if we're going to disagree on any others. It's unfortunate that it has to be the big game of the week. But honestly, I'm just going that the Steelers are going
no,
to.
I'm scared.
No, I'm scared. Steven, I gave you 20 reasons to be excited that you're going to pick up a game on me in the challenge game.
Oh. All right, so that's a quick. Usually, right off the bat, we don't differ.
I know.
We wait till
I
the
know,
nap game.
I friggin' know.
All right, here we go. Let's get to games of the week.
The Dallas Cowboys. We're gonna differ on this one. You ain't taking the Eagles.
I may.
Until Sunday, what time? Until Sunday at 4:15 p.m. Eastern.
You're coming deep, Shrek.
Cut you where you need cut, Shrek. Okay.
You're coming deep. You're coming deep, Shrek. It's Dallas at 3-3. Philadelphia 2-4. Sunday night football in America. You're right. I'm not even gonna play around with this game. I've got the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. I do not think the Philadelphia Eagles are gonna come in. Off the bye, and I just heard your number of 12-0 for Andy Reid. But you know what?
You know what Andy Rooney's done off his bye?
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about byes is that it's spelled B-Y-E, but people don't buy anything.
Because that's B-U-Y.
Oh, never mind. Andy Rooney, ladies and gentlemen, long may he rest in peace.
Right. Well, he hasn't died yet.
He's retired.
He retired, but he hasn't died.
I saw his last broadcast.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, well, he's...
People were like, what?
He
a week after he retired, he died?
From those eyebrows. One night, he's going to suffocate.
Look, the Philadelphia Eagles, they still have their problems defensively. And if we saw... If DeMarco Murray can even put up half the performance he put up last week... this game will not be close.
Well, to put up half would mean to rush for 130 yards or something stupid like that, which he's going to get 100 yards in this game against Philadelphia. Trust me, Stephen, that's not an issue. And just because we don't emphasize the news enough because of time, Felix Jones is out of his walking boot and is expected to get the start the week after.
Yeah.
I don't know if he gets the job back,
right.
You know, but he'll be fine by then, and he's healing nicely for Dallas. Now, Stephen, the fact is the Eagles are getting better. They have had the bye week to address I don't like the word plethora. It's getting overused these days. So the innumerable problems that they have had. And if they could fix one thing that would make them win virtually all of their games, it would be the offense putting the ball on the turf. Their defense has taken the bulk of the criticism because we've got an offensive-oriented head coach now as the defensive coordinator. And so, and they've been bad. And so now everyone's wanted to throw stones there. But what people have failed to talk about enough is that your Asante Samuels, they don't play offense, okay? It is your offensive guys that are fumbling. It's your Jeremy Macklins. It is your
Jason Avant.
But I'm talking about the big guy, the Michael Vick. Vick's been putting it on the ground. If these guys stop putting the ball on the ground, this team wins a ton of games.
Well, why do you think they're not going to put it against the ground, against the Rob Ryan
against
defense,
a good defense
that's going to come and come after Mike? He is coming after Mike Vick.
Absolutely. And teams are either fumblers or they're not fumblers.
Yeah.
That's my point. It doesn't matter how good the defense is. Yeah. You're either a fumbling bunch or you're not. And fumbling is something that is addressable, and Andy Reid is a good enough coach to address it.
Bottom line, loser of this game, not going to the playoffs. That's what it comes down to.
A frightening probability.
That's the bottom line. And I do not believe I believe the team coming out of the East will be the Dallas Cowboys.
My mentor taught me this little factoid, that the teams, whenever there's teams that are even reasonably close, the more desperate team wins. And the more desperate team is the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're at home, and they're coming off a bye. That's why I have the Eagles, Steven.
All right.
No other reason. This is going to be one hell of a game.
I might make this a challenge game.
And I wouldn't blame you, Steven. This honestly is as close to a coin toss as you get from my point of view.
Yeah.
The line is Philadelphia minus 3.5, which that's pretty ridiculous, too. Philly minus 3, no issue. Philly minus 3.5? Not sure what you're smoking, not sure what you've been watching, because the Dallas Cowboys have been getting better every week.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia has been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, mostly Mr. Hyde, or Dr. Jekyll. Which one's the bad one? I've read the book, but I just, you know, get it backwards. So anyways, I'm taking the Eagles, and you're taking the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got a dog, and you got a dog. Enjoy your dogs.
I will. The Cleveland Browns at 3-3 travel to San Francisco to face the San Francisco 49ers, also coming off a bye. The Niners are favored by 10 points at home.
That is the San Francisco 49ers favored at home by double digits. Them were the days.
That this could be a 45-point victory for the Niners.
Well, that's pretty much what we're calling for, because we know Cleveland can't score, and the over-under is 44.5.
45-0. There you go. Well, the problem with the Browns is, you know, it's not so much the Browns. They're really, this whole injury to Peyton Hillis has really just hurt this football team. Their defense has been hurt with some injuries, and they're up and down right now. They are 3-3, and you know what? That's what they are.
You are what your record says you
are. They're a 500 football club. The San Francisco 49ers, they need to put the pedal to the metal and extend their lead over the pathetic teams in the NFC West.
Not hard to do. Steven, if they put a resounding thumping on the Cleveland Browns, I'll start to not be as nervous about having them in the top five teams in the NFL.
They deserve to be in the top five. They've got one loss, and you know why they got one loss? Because they're a pretty good football team.
Yeah. No, we were at that game, and the Cowboys just magically pulled that one out of a hat.
That was
– And there was some poor coaching. And again, rookie coaching is going to catch up to you, but I sure hope that Harbaugh's learning from these mistakes.
Right.
Next up, we have the San Diego Superchargers. San Diego Chargers, yeah!
4-2, traveling to Kansas City for ESPN Monday Night Football. The Chiefs, after starting 0-3, are now 3-3, Jeffrey.
All my rowdy friends are here for Monday night.
You cannot say that anymore.
No, I can say this instead.
Chargers, Chiefs, divisional battle tonight on ESPN.
It's not the same. That's the NBC song.
Oh,
so that's good.
That's NBC.
That's good.
Sorry.
They've got the anthem, and then they have Pink. Sunday night.
Yeah. Pink?
Pink, who sings the...
That's NBC.
Right.
No, it's not Pink. It's
Well, it's another color.
It's the one
color,
with the
orange.
Boots.
I thought her name was Pink.
No, that's not Pink. Pink, okay. Pink used to do it.
Okay.
But it's not Pink anymore.
Okay.
Pink was a long time. Man, where you been, dog?
In a cave.
Pink hasn't done Sunday Night Football.
I tend to ignore... I like football, Steven. I don't
it's
like everything
Faith.
Else.
Faith Hill.
What's
Hill.
Up, James?
Sugi time.
It's podcast time. We're not rolling video.
Yeah,
you can come on over. It's casual.
However,
it's
you got
clearly,
work to do.
It's clearly casual Thursday because he's sporting a T-shirt.
Yeah, what
you
is that?
You have a uniform at school.
You can wear that to school?
No.
No. I see.
We don't have you. We got to find a mic for you again.
Yeah.
So we can get you back on the show occasionally. We've got a mic stub there. Yeah, you can't talk into that. But I dare you to put your tongue up to it. I wonder what would happen.
Phantom power, 48 volts.
Nice.
Might be a little shocking. I like that he's such a tech geek that he understands.
Pull
the cards, babe, and the audio's
the cards
up there.
Are already there. Audio's there. Images are there. Images are there.
Fix, yes.
Do it. Go.
Get
run.
To work, son.
Run.
Run, Forrest. Run.
All right. But you have to share like two or three of those French fries. Three of them. He's the non-sharingest kid in the whole world.
He must be your son from a previous life.
What do you mean? Oh,
Joey doesn't share food.
Joey doesn't share food.
Is Steven's favorite thing to say.
Yes, thank you. Three fries. That's all I wanted.
And James just offered me. Yes, that'd be very kind of you,
I'm
lad.
Sorry, I'm not going to eat on there. Look at
him. You're disgusting. If only there was video. You know, McDonald's, one thing about him, good French fries.
And you know what I learned?
No.
After eating that, because we only ate at McDonald's once.
Yes.
Which is great in London.
That's improvement.
It is. We only did it one time. But the French fries, Jeff.
What?
They're good in London or the United States.
Do you understand
exactly
the quality control standards that McDonald's has?
Really?
Now, to use quality control and McDonald's in the same sentence sounds oxymoronic. I understand that. However, in the French fry arena,
yes.
Very few people can say, for a fast food joint, who makes the best French fries? McDonald's. Everybody
knows
that.
But they tasted exactly the same.
That is because they have a process that they go through that is a cloned process whereby no matter where you go in the world, the French fries will taste the same. I've had them in China. Mm-hmm. I've had them in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them in the former Soviet Union, okay. And they taste the same.
Well,
France,
McDonald's
Germany,
really knows
Austria, don't matter.
To do their stuff. All right.
And the rest of the food tastes like crap, just like it does in America.
We both had the San Francisco 49ers. We are now in San Diego, Kansas City,
yes,
Monday
we are.
Night Football.
Now, that's going to be a good one because Kansas City has started to come on a little bit. But again, I want to say, whom have you beaten?
Whom have you beaten?
Well, seriously, because their wins have not been that – they've been against bad teams.
Not impresivo?
Exactly, if that means impressive, which it might. And so – I don't think that Kansas City, they've lost to teams that are good. They've beaten teams that are bad. And so that leaves me just going, well, are these the Kansas City Chiefs defending division champs, which I continue to call them? But when you lose your first three, Buffalo, Detroit, and San Diego, and then you win your next three against Minneapolis, Indianapolis,
Minneapolis,
Oakland,
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
It's
why not?
Minnesota.
They're one team. They're so bad.
By the way.
And you combine their wins and you have one. Okay. And Oakland, they beat, and beating Oakland would have been a major accomplishment, except for one little thing. They went through a slight quarterback fiasco
that
week.
That was not, that
so
was
now comes San Diego again. They lost 20-17 week three at San Diego. Now they host San Diego. The weather forecast there in they play in the Arrowhead
rain?
Stadium.
Because if there's rain, I'm
picking
the Chiefs.
60, me too. 63 degrees, though.
Then
chance of precipitation, zero.
I'm taking San Diego.
San Diego will find a way to win. Phillip Rivers, he will get it done. Antonio Gates seems to be back. He was very strong last week. And when you have your tight end as a quarterback, you can almost always survive, especially when you have a decent running game.
Yes.
And they do.
San Diego Chargers can't afford any more second-half meltdowns. They had a second-half meltdown against the Denver, but they wound up winning that game. Then they had their bye, and then they had a second-half meltdown last week, which cost them the game. And actually, if you go back to the week before Denver, they had a second half meltdown against the Dolphins as well. So, and against the Chiefs, you're seeing this. The San Diego Chargers have had some pretty bad second halves. They've just managed to hold on and win games. But I like them in this one. I think Kansas City has been a little smoke and mirrors.
But you know what, though? San Diego hasn't been smoke and mirrors. They just haven't been that pretty, but they've been winning. But they have not had the vertical attack that we've come to expect of the San Diego Chargers.
And Steven,
I know, look, he has not had all of his guys on the field at the same time, but he's getting them back. And Vincent Jackson, you know, only targeted 4 times last week. That was really weird, Steven.
Well, they blanketed him. After
I know, Darrell Revis.
He had that first catch, and they were like,
said, no more. No more. We're going to throw an island on you. So the Chargers, I think they enjoy the fact that the Chiefs play so-so defense, and I think they respond much, much better and enjoy getting away from Detroit.
I'm going to stick with San Diego.
You have to. I mean, look, the fact is the rushing yards alone, that the Kansas City is 25th in the league, allowing 125 yards a game. Mike Tolbert and Ryan Terrain should have a terrific – not Ryan Terrain. Ryan Matthews should have a terrific game there. And they should be quite good.
All right, it's time for must-see game. We'll start with the Washington Redskins at 3-3, traveling to Buffalo to face the Bills.
Now, before everyone goes, this is a no-brainer. Bills -6. Yeah, I like that line. Friends, I remind you, this will not be played at the Ralph. This is one of the games played across the lake.
Across the lake?
Lake Ontario.
That's a big lake, though.
It's a freaking huge lake.
I mean, why is it really should be a lake? I mean, well, come on.
See, the definition of a lake, I don't start with me, Ed, on what the definition of a lake is. I don't know and I don't care. However, a body
but
of water.
You can't see
the other side, even from an airplane. Yeah, no, it means it's a really big lake. Okay, it's got to be a contiguous body of water to be an ocean,
I think. I know. I can see the other side. Like, I'm like, oh, I can swim across the lake.
Lake Titicaca.
I'm gonna swim across the lake.
Yeah,
this is not a lake.
No.
I'm not even trying to swim
across.
No,
you'll die.
Okay. Okay.
Anyways,
it is
in Toronto.
They're
going to be playing at the Rogers Center, and it sucks, I think, because from people who have attended these games, they say that the games in the Rogers Center feel like a business meeting, kind of like how the Rams games used to feel like, and the games being played at the Ralph are full of Bills fans. Fans.
Yeah.
Fans versus business meeting. It neutralizes the home field. Washington is very fortunate here. However, I don't think Washington's got enough going. I don't think John Beck is anything. Anything. He can extend plays better than Grossman. Okay. But look, the 3-3 Washington Redskins are what they are. The Buffalo Bills are going to continue to play impressive offensive football, good enough defense, and I think they do the job.
I'm going to take the Bills in this one, but I wouldn't be surprised that the Shanahans learn from their mistakes last week and get it together enough for this game to make it at least close.
Which of their 8 mistakes?
There were a lot.
Yeah.
But I think they learned from all of them.
Okay.
Hopefully. The Cincinnati Bengals at 4-2 travel to Seattle to face the Seahawks.
Okay, you misled me somewhere. I had Jacksonville and Houston.
Oh, yeah, I jumped down.
So
the Jacksonville Jaguars at 2-5 travel to Houston to face the 4-3. Now, before everybody's like, Steven, how is this a game of a must-see game?
It's simple. It seemed completely unfair to make all the 10 a.m. games nap games. So we only have 5.
Goes a little further than that.
Okay, I was
the
just
Jags
thinking.
Just won
not have won. Yeah, no one expected them to win.
And the Houston Texans just came off a blowout. Quite frankly, we weren't sure they were going to win.
Yeah.
Now it's like if Houston.
And reminder,
if Houston,
divisional rivals.
Yeah, this is a divisional game. And if Houston wants to lay claim to the division, this is a game they got to win.
Absolutely. And if Jacksonville manages to win this game, guess what? You're 3-5. Houston is 4-4. And you have a tiebreak. And now the Jacksonville Jaguar people can go, you know what? There's no reason we can't win this.
At 9-7.
You are totally in this. So that is the reason that this is a must-see game.
This year that are just
wacky.
They are pretty crazy.
They are absolutely wacky. Now, the games of importance. So, Steven, who you got here?
I've got the Houston Texans.
Houston is favored by 9.5.
Yeah.
Over under 40.5. And this is the only
I'm actually leaning towards the over in that game.
40.5. I think that's probably wise. Again, we will not have Andre Johnson. But the return of
Houston put up 41 Arian by themselves
Foster,
last
they did.
Week.
They were fantastic. Joel Dreesen got involved. Owen Daniels got back involved. Kevin Walter.
Ben
Tate was carrying the load. Houston, you know, they still got weapons beside Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
And so Jacksonville, though, you know, as long as Oompa Loompa's out there fighting, they're going to do everything they can. Gabbert will do his best to keep the team in the game and not make mistakes. And, again, they win this game. Jack Del Rio lays legitimate claim to this division.
Jack Del Rio? I mean, you meant
Jack Del Rio. If the Jags win this game, Jack Del Rio has legitimate claim to say this division is completely up for grabs and we're in the party.
Well, they got to win.
There's one team that ain't in the party, and that's the Colts.
Yes.
Everybody else is up for grabs.
Yes. They're not going to win, though.
But if they did.
I got Houston. Okay. Games of importance. Now we have the Detroit.
You a little hot? I'm a little hot.
I am a little hot.
Okay, let's get some
The
air
Detroit
on
Lions at 5-2, coming off two fresh losses at home, face the Denver Broncos at 2-4. This, Jeffrey, I'm very excited about this game.
About which one? I was turning on the
air
conditioning.
About Detroit at Denver.
Ah, Detroit at Denver. Yes, I am really looking forward to this matchup as well. The Denver Broncos are...
If there is ever a game where I want to see Ndamukong Suh go off and be the mean, nasty person that he is.
The SOB that he's pretending to be?
Yes. Go do it against Tim Tebow. I want him to get crushed. If he tries to run, smack him. If he tries to run down the outside, smack him.
So.
If he tries to throw, smack him.
Last night, South Park was a very adult-oriented program, per usual.
Yes.
However, the opening line was priceless. Randy Marsh.
Did you allow your children to watch it?
No, actually, I sent them to bed.
Okay, good.
The girl was packing up her stuff just when the show started on her own. She's like, I guess you don't want me here anymore. I said, it's not that I don't want you here. It's that I really want to see South Park. And that she says, then you don't want me here. I said, I guess if that's what that means. Jordan, I always wait to see, because they make it clear pretty early if it's going to be a show that teenagers could watch appropriately or not.
Yeah.
This was as adult as they get. So, unfortunately, I let Jordan watch the very beginning, and then I just, you know, make your own decision.
Yeah.
It was about male enjoyment. Shall we say. And so, but the opening sequence, Randy is in the office, Randy Marsh, and Randy says, I know it was only the Miami Dolphins, but Tim Tebow is the future of this team. And it was priceless. The fact that these guys, Trey and Matt, wait till the last possible second to write their show makes it that much more fun because everyone's wearing Broncos fans, everyone's wearing Tebow jerseys, and it was pretty funny. Yeah. And it had nothing to do with the show. They were just being timely and topical.
Yeah.
I know it's only the Miami Dolphins, but Tim Tebow's the future. Now, which Tim Tebow? The guy in the first half or the guy in the second half?
What are you talking about? The guy in the first 56 minutes? Or the guy in the last four minutes?
Look, Steven, at what point, if Denver somehow gets to 8-8?
Not going to happen.
Let's just say if.
Okay, if. I got
magical Wonderland.
Hold on. I wasn't thinking that I was going to have
just
to.
Imagine you're weightless.
Stop the seahorses. Stop it.
Surrounded by tiny little
seahorses. I'm going to hurt you.
Can't you use your imagination?
All right, I am. That's what I'm saying. I'm using
That's all
my
she's
imagination.
Having you do.
I'm picturing.
Denver
see, I just. I'm
is
a little
eight
tired.
And eight. You're tense.
When you're tired and tense, the imagination doesn't come as freely, okay?
So let me just. I had a pretty weird second. Dream last night. Okay. Beating the tar out of somebody.
Denver at 8-8. Okay. All right. I'm there.
No,
I'm there.
You're there.
I'm
okay.
There
you're giddy for Broncos fans, ooh. Apparently.
Just funny to see the numbers.
Yeah.
8-8
there at the end of the season. They didn't make the playoffs. It's too bad.
Yeah.
You know, Chargers ended up with 9 wins, 10 wins, and just eked them out of the division.
8-8.
Boy.
I see it.
That was a close
Tell
one.
Tell me what
now,
happens.
Now, obviously, Tim Tebow has had a great deal to do with his success. A great deal to do with this success at 8-8 because they've won an additional 6 more games.
Okay. Because of him.
Clearly. I mean, in your imagination land, Steven, doesn't he have something to do with this? Or does he die in a car crash and somebody else comes along and Kyle Orton starts playing quarterback again? No, let's say that he's fine, okay? Would you at that point become somebody who acknowledges the significance and of Tim Tebow?
Me?
Yes, you.
Me?
What will it take? Will he have to freaking walk on water to make Steven go, you know what? I'm somewhat impressed. One of the only arguments Steven and I had all week, I saw Tebow run off a big play, and I said, Steven, look at that. And he goes, so what? And I wanted to rip his head off. I thought that was uncool.
He did want to hurt me a little
bit. I did, because I'm like, look, that was an amazing play. No, it wasn't. It was just Tebow. I'm like, what has this kid got to do to earn your love? They're 8-8. Do you go, hey, this kid's got something. I don't know what it is. It's not normal, but he's got something.
Okay.
Magical land.
What has he got to do? Well, he's got No, it's not even a record. It's not even about a record. It's about
Supposed to be about winning. The game of you would agree that the game of football is about winning.
Yes.
And
but
Tim
we're
Tebow's,
talking about the individual. We're not talking about the football team.
Tim Tebow's
not going to win 8 games by himself. That's the moronic thing about this imagination.
The people who support Tim Tebow, and I am not one of them.
Yes.
Say the guy just wins.
Okay. He's played 2 games. He's 1-1. That's 500.
Yeah.
That's not great. 8-8.
Beats the hell out of what the old guy was doing that we supported.
Great.
Kyle Orton had won 1 game and lost 4. That's called crappy.
3.
That's called crappy.
Okay.
So he lost his job.
Yes.
And he lost his job in a strange way because the general manager, head coach said, you will never be my quarterback, and now you are.
I guess, first of all, I'm not sure they're going to be good.
It's an imagination game. It's an imagination game,
but if
game,
they
Steven,
get an 8-8,
he's got to get some support from you.
Well, why not 9-7? Why not?
Okay,
I mean,
he goes 9-7.
They've lost 4 games. He's still going to lose 4 games. They're 2-4 right now.
So because he lost a game, he's not a winner.
No, I'm just saying.
So he'll never earn your love, bottom line.
No, it's not that he won't earn my love. His performances in the football game, I'm not impressed with what he did last game.
No, it's pretty weird. It's downright freakish.
So if his 8-8 comes at the way he played last week, no, he gets nothing from me.
Okay.
No.
Noted.
If he gets to 8-8 posting some decent numbers –
the game's about numbers, not about wins?
No. Posting some decent numbers.
Okay.
And no, it's – I'm just saying 8-8 is
choice,
not impressive.
I would rather win than put
I
up
gaudy
numbers. I don't
want a football team at 8-8.
Cam Newton is one to say, I am far less interested in the numbers than I am wins.
Yes.
But that's for
not
Steven.
Your – what do you call it? The people that you say that support Tebow, those imaginary
his
people
followers,
that I'm imagining? They're all
supporters
about Tebow's numbers.
No, they're about him being a winner.
Then 8-8 shouldn't make you happy.
It should be given where this team is going and the talent that surrounds them. Brandon Lloyd is there. And look, as a Brandon Lloyd owner in fantasy football, I am miserable with Tim Tebow being out there, okay?
Well, Brandon Lloyd's not – he got shipped off. Okay,
whoever it is that's their
nobody
wide receiver.
There.
They have wide receivers.
Well, sure they
one
do.
One or two. And those guys are not getting jacked.
Let me finish this with this whole Tim Tebow thing. If it is about winning, and that's what you care about.
Is it what you care about?
That's what I care about.
Okay.
And if it's what you care about, you shouldn't be happy with 8-8.
You should be happier, though, with 8-8 than with 2-10, 2-14.
Well, what you're telling me is that he's going to lose another 4 games is what you're telling me.
I'm saying.
And if he is that guy, that stud, you should not settle for him losing 4 more games.
So Tony Romo sucks because he's probably going to lose another game.
4 games. If Tony Romo loses another 4 games this year, I'm not going to be very happy with him.
Yeah, but you won't hate him as much.
No, I won't. Because
and I just want to understand.
Because
I
actually
just
he
understand.
Actually does stuff to help his football team. Numbers-wise.
And people
the reason
and
the
team,
reason and the reason I've
defended play of other
the reason
around.
I've defended Tony Romo so much is because all of those big games where people say, "Oh, it was Romo's fault." If you watch the football game, it really wasn't Romo's fault. It was a defensive unit's fault, or it
okay,
was
we're
some
not
other
talking
fault.
About the Cowboys.
So Well, you
they're not playing this week.
You went towards the Romo
play.
Yeah,
they are playing this week.
We talked about
the
it.
Eagles.
We differ.
We already covered that one. Okay.
So there you go. So you brought Romo up, and I'm just telling you, yeah.
No, I brought Tebow up. You brought Romo up.
No, Jeffrey, you brought Romo up.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
Why did I do that? That was stupid.
I have no idea.
Oh, I said if Romo lose another game, that was it. Cincinnati at Seattle, the Bengals at the Chargers.
You didn't even say who you're taking, though.
I'm obviously taking the Lions.
Okay, great.
But they're only Detroit's only favored by 3.
Because it sounds like you're loving Tebow a lot. You should really take Denver.
I am not loving Tebow. I am hating people who hate him for no good reason.
I don't hate him for no good reason. He hasn't shown me anything significant as a quarterback.
Okay, give him an opportunity. Steven, he's auditioning.
A 25-yard
run.
Stop
talking. He's auditioning.
A 25-yard run, not significant. And that's what you. That's where the problem you and I had after that run. I was
it was
like,
that was a cool play. That's all I said. And you said, no, it's not.
Okay.
That's all.
I've got the Lions.
I got the Lions. Why are they only favored by 3?
I hope they smack them a lot.
Why are they only favored by 3, Steven? They're 5-2.
Well, they're coming off 2 straight losses.
Yeah, that was bad.
They're
coming
off 2 straight losses.
That shouldn't have happened.
It shouldn't have, but it did.
Okay. Bungles at – God, this is an awful game. Why on earth is this a game of importance?
Well, it's important for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, sure. The Bengals, if they manage to go to 5-2, you now have to deal with them. Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I know.
Look at that division.
I know. That's frightening.
If they get to 5-2, the Ravens are now thinking, man, that loss to Jacksonville? Not good.
Not good. Not good. Not good. Yeah, okay, so fair enough. And I'm mostly all in with Andy Dalton.
I'm mostly all in with all in. What does Andy Dalton need to do? He's won 4 games.
He's got to change his hair color, Steven. No, I think Andy's great.
He needs to dye his hair blonde? Is that
no,
gonna
brown
be,
would be
a brown
better.
And how about an auburn, or like a deep auburn brown?
You're making fun of me because I had auburn hair when I was young. Don't hate. It's easier to hate than it is to love.
Look, I love redheads. I love redheads. As a matter of fact,
Steven
my wife's
has
even
homosexual fantasies.
My wife's even Andy thinking Dalton? About changing her head to red.
Oh, come on. That's my sister. Don't talk that way.
She's going to get a nice, deep, dark auburn red color.
Okay. Cincinnati at Seattle.
Would
is
you
the
freak
12th
out
man
your
enough?
Sister came to visit you?
Is the 12th man enough here?
No. Seattle doesn't win again this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, they might win one because they play Arizona and they play the Rams. So I'll take that back a little bit. But they're good. It's going to be hard-pressed for them to find a win.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panther football game.
What does Seattle have to do with Carolina?
I don't know. I was just thinking about how good you've got the next game up. This is the one I'm actually looking forward to.
You're already going to the next game?
I'm looking forward to the next game.
All right. Well, anyways, I've got Cincinnati in this one. I think you do too, right?
I do. But look, the 3 points is – look, it's a rough place to play. And I see Andy Dalton, and I see a young man out there with his first time being exposed to this insanity. And I hope that he's ready. And I am curious about the weather. I'm going to check the weather real quickly.
I think he'll be fine. Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals will be fine. A.J. Green is going to tear up the Seattle secondary like it's not even there. And before you know it, Pete Carroll will be putting this house for sale up in Seattle.
Oh, come on. That's mean.
Okay, it's only a second year, but come on, dude.
Okay, it will be raining. 30% chance of rain, 52 degrees at
when is it not
Century
raining in Seattle?
Link Field.
What?
It's not Quest. Quest was bought. Quest Communications was bought by Century Link.
Century Link Field.
My wife knows this because she's in the telco business. And she
All
pointed
right.
This out
we both have the Bengals now. Finally, the nap game.
We got to roll.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. They're all morning games. They're all awful. They're all versus a significantly good team.
I went to Facebook and Twitter and said, which of the 6 early games will be most interesting? Yes. And the unanimous favorite was Minnesota, Carolina.
Really?
Because, look, you've got the two
Cam
kids.
Newton.
And you've got Christian Ponder. You've got the two kids squaring off. That makes for a good game. Mm-hmm. Carolina goes on, gets their 3rd win here. I do believe Cam's got them rolling where he wants them. Yeah. Minnesota's just awful. They will fall to 1-7, I believe. Carolina's favored by 3-5.
They're not that awful, I don't believe.
Are you taking Minnesota?
I am taking Minnesota.
You have choices now before
I
you.
I do have choices.
And I get to put more distance. We differ on three games, and you said none.
Indianapolis at Tennessee, the Tennessee Titans.
That's a, kind of a no-brainer. I have a scenario where I see the Colts winning, but which is why I thought for the lock of the week, I kind of like the Tennessee was minus -8. If you can get Indy and 8 points, I think it's going to be a close game. I still think Tennessee wins, but Steven thinks that the line might be right, so be advised.
Yeah, I don't see the Colts. I mean, it might be close, but it might not be. We might have Colts coming out inspired, or we might have Colts coming out like, yeah, whatever.
Still iffy on Joseph Addai's availability for the game, and that's too bad. Because
Tennessee. Yep. Arizona at Baltimore, 1-5 at 4-2. I think the Baltimore Ravens bounce back. They're 13-point favorites. They're going to be just a little maybe angry at that game, getting away from them. And they're going to take it out.
And they're going to give the ball to Ray Rice 9 times, not 8.
You know, Arizona is really bad.
Yeah, and Steven, the fact that I had them winning this division is embarrassing to me because I really thought that they had at least the components to win a pussy division, but no, they don't. Miami Dolphins, 0-6, the worst team in the NFL, possibly in the last few years. At the New York Giants, 4-2, Giants at home. What else do you need to know? They're 10-point favorites. Steven, you're taking the Giants because you would never take the Dolphins in your wildest dreams.
No.
This is going to be a good game for the Giants to just kind of try and set a little bit of a pace for the division. They're really going to be rooting for the Eagles to kind of take the Cowboys and take a bigger lead in the division so that they've got everything motivated.
As much as I would like to see the Dolphins win this game, no way I could take them.
Yeah, absolutely. New Orleans Saints at St. Louis. How hot is New Orleans right now and how bad is St. Louis at 0-6? New Orleans gets to be nearly 2 touchdown favorites on the road.
13.5-point favorites on the road. That's
and
pretty bad.
Steve and I like the Saints.
We do because, you know, the Rams, they really don't have nothing. There's still a possibility that Sam Bradford misses his second game.
Seriously, which is horrible.
So this game is important. They're playing the Rams, and if you lose to the Rams, you get thrown out of the league.
That's right. You do get thrown out of the league. That's it, Jeffrey. That's all we've got.
On buys this week, the Falcons, the Bears, the Packers, the Raiders, the Jets, and the Buccaneers.
Yes.
Who do you like in Eliminator, Steven?
This week, I like the I've already taken the Giants, so I can't take them. So I'm going to go with the Saints.
Okay, I'm making a crazy play, and I'm taking the Panthers here because I so believe – Steven's picking Minnesota, but I'm actually thinking if you can get that one out of the way and steal that one, you're in golden shape.
All right. But just remember, that's
Steven,
dangerous.
It's time.
Dangerous waters.
It's time for the challenge game.
I'm taking Dallas. I don't see them losing to the Eagles this
week.
And
you know what? That's too bad because I wouldn't mind flipping over to Dallas at some point this weekend, and now I won't.
Now you cannot.
Well, I can. It would be a loss no matter what, I will always stay with it. But look, this is, to me, honestly, between the Patriots, Steelers, Cowboys, Eagles games, I cannot think of two better games to get more excited about.
Both games are going to be great, I think, and the way that it lines up. You get to see them both. So
you get to see them both unless you're overseas. Take a nap, for God's sakes. Stay up and watch that Cowboys-Eagles game. It's going to be fantastic.
This is Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.